Hi, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Life Lean In. This is episode number 5, and today we're going to talk about fear. We're talking about fear. I think, man, fear is one of the things that we have such a hard time with. Everybody has problems with fear. Fear starts at a young age. Matter of fact, when I was younger, I remember two specific instances that led to me being afraid of a couple different things. When I was in, I think it was about 8th or 9th grade, I went to a track camp. Some of you are like, what is a track camp? Well, track and field is a sporting event. It's a sporting it is a sport, and I would participate in track and field, and I loved it. I was a hurdler and long jumper, and so I went to track and field camp. At this camp, for some reason, one particular evening, we were going to go and get some ice cream. Of course, track and field athletes, we love ice cream, we love sugar, so that's what we were doing. And we decided to load into this guy's truck, and this truck had a cover on it that went right above the cover. It wasn't like one of those big covers. It was a cover, and he was going to put us in the back of the tailgate with the tailgate up, and here we are, a bunch of guys smushed into this back of the truck, top closed. It was like being in a trunk. It was literally like being in a trunk. And I thought to myself, no way, this is terrible. I did not like that feeling. Some of you are claustrophobic and you are freaking out right now. That's what I was feeling. So we get in the trunk and everyone feels like they can't breathe. Some people probably handle it better than others, but I'll never forget that experience. And honestly, that sticks out in my mind as being a pivotal moment where I just, man, I'm afraid of claustrophobia. I have this issue. I'm afraid of being stuck or trapped in a small space. Another one when I was younger was we had this place that we'd go to. It was this quarry, this rock quarry. And during the summer when the weather was nice, we would climb up this ridge and these cliffs, and we would jump out into the water and go swimming and whatnot. One particular time, I was standing on the edge of the cliff watching other people run down this hill to jump out into the quarry in order not to hit the rocks below them. They had to run down the hill and jump out. I was standing there watching and got pushed off. I thought I was going to die. Since that moment, I have had a problem with heights. I've been afraid of heights. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know what you're afraid of. Some of you, man, you're afraid of failure. Some of you are afraid of public speaking. This what I'm doing right now would terrify you. What I do on the weekends as a pastor and a preacher, you're like, no, thank you. I don't want any part of that. Some of you might be afraid of heights like I am. Some of you might be afraid of claustrophobia, or maybe you have arachnophobia. You're afraid of spiders. Maybe you're afraid of snakes. Man, there's so many things that we're afraid of. And here's the acronym that I want you to hear and maybe even write down, is most of the time our fears are actually not really real. You catch what I'm saying? We're afraid of something that might not actually hurt us. Now, there are some things that could hurt us. But fear, most of the time, is false evidence appearing real. In other words, we like to catastrophize things. We like to think, man, this is going to be so much worse than we ever expected. We have this all the time during election seasons, right? We just had it. Man, if the other side wins, oh my goodness, the end of the world is coming. And we've seen different sides of the aisle, different political elections take place, and man, things have continued to move on and move forward, and maybe some bad things happened, maybe some bad things didn't, but we've catastrophized things. Man, fear can run amok in our lives. It can destroy us. And the Bible says that there is no fear in love. There's no fear in love. Check this out. The Bible even says over and over again, do not fear. Do not fear. And so Jesus wants you to know that there is something that you can overcome. You can overcome fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. So even in the presence of fear, even in the presence of that thing that you're afraid of, perfect love, which is Jesus, drives fear away, Because fear has to do with punishment. And those who are in Christ Jesus, they're not condemned, they're not guilty, they're not ashamed, they're forgiven, they're set free. There's grace, there's mercy, there's a power of Christ. There's a power that raised Jesus from the dead. You don't even have to fear death because of the perfect love of Jesus. Now, saying all that, some of you are thinking, well, that's great, Pastor. That's great. That's great, buddy. But how do I actually live that out practically? Well, let me give you something. Most of the time, it's not taking these just massive steps to overcome fear. It's just taking a step. And then you take another step. And then you take another step after that. My particular fears, in terms of being claustrophobic and being afraid of heights, I knew that if I was going to conquer those fears, I needed to take practical steps to try and engage those fears and try to overcome them. And so here's what I did. In college at the University of Texas, every single person who went through school there had to participate in some sort of activity that was like a trial. They were trying to do research about certain topics, and you basically had to be a guinea pig. You had to be a test rat for these things. And I signed up to go into this test about claustrophobia. Still freaks me out to this day. So I show up to the School of Psychology, and they have built into this wall, this is a wall that goes straight down, and there's one tiny little solid wooden door and concrete walls about 25 feet deep, and there's no lights. I'm walking. Here's what I have to do. I have to walk all the way into the back of this hallway that's about this tight. In other words, I had to walk in sideways. Walk all the way to the back. There's no lights, concrete walls. They shut the door. They lock it. And they put stuff on you. Like, they put heart monitors on you and all the things that, like, test your blood pressure. I don't know what else they test. Your pulse. All those things to test how you react to the situation. Now, of course, there is an out. You can say a special word. I can't even remember what it was. But you could do something that said, I'm done. Get me out of here. But I remember even just taking one or two steps in, I was terrified. And honestly, I did this like it might have even been like 10 times. And each time I told myself mentally, man, I'm going to take another step in. I'm going to get a little bit further. Maybe I'm going to get all the way. Maybe I'll get halfway down and then I'll come out. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I was freaking out. I eventually got to the point where I got all the way back to the back, sat down, and I was in there for about 15 minutes. And that was about as long as I could take it. Here's the point. In order to overcome my claustrophobia, I had to take steps to engage that fear in order to overcome it. For some of you, you might have a fear of a relationship. You might have a fear of your boss. You might have a fear of having that hard conversation. I want to give you permission, encourage you to take a step. That step might be just sending an email saying, hey, can we chat about this? Hey, send that text message. Hey, I would love to re-go through this situation because, man, it hurt me, and I want to hash this out. It's taking that step, and don't let yourself have an out. You can have an out, but not in the steps. Just take one step at a time and move closer and closer to accomplishing or overcoming your fears. Another fear that I had, I told you about, was the fear of heights. I got pushed off this cliff. What was I going to do to overcome this heights? I remember going soon after that, a couple years later, to Paris. I was on, a matter of fact, a track and field tour in Europe. And I was competing at all these events, and we went to Paris. And of course, what do you do in Paris? You go to the Eiffel Tower. So we're at the Eiffel Tower, and man, if I were to show you a picture of me at the top of the Eiffel Tower with some of my friends, they're having a blast, they're having fun, they're smiling, and I'm like grasping the side of the Eiffel Tower with a face like, terrified. A few years later, I realized again, I've got to overcome this fear. I can't be afraid of flying. I can't always be afraid of dying. I can't catastrophize everything in my mind to think that, man, everything's going to end if I just, man, I get too high, even if I'm standing like 5 feet off the ground. And so what did I do? I went rock climbing. Sometimes you just have to find the right friends who do enough of the dumb stuff that you're afraid of to kind of inch you closer to where you're at. Now, these friends happen to be really good friends. They understood fear. They understood that, man, some people have more fear in them in certain ways than others, and they embraced that. Man, they did everything they could to comfort me and to help me to take next steps. Some people are afraid of church. You might be watching this right now and might think, man, I'm afraid of church. I'm afraid of going to church. I'm afraid of what they might think of me. They might judge me. Man, if I showed up at his house and he knew what I did last night, what would happen to me? Look, don't be afraid of that. God wants to, there's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. And you can be an overcomer. So I want to challenge you. I want you to think about this. Pray about this. Think about, write it down. Right, here's a next step that I need to take to overcome my fear. And friends, you take one step at a time. And I promise you, it might not all disappear, but you will get to a place where you will overcome your fears and you will live a greater life. This is it for this episode of Life Lean In. I promise you we're going to go back to this particular subject again because I have a lot more to share with you about it. I'm passionate about it. I think it'll really help you. So if you thought this was great, if you thought this was good, please do me a favor. Hit the subscribe button on YouTube or subscribe to our emails and share it with a friend. Man, this is for you. This is for people to help them in their life. So let's share it with each other. Let's keep growing. Let's keep pressing forward. And let's lean in and grow together. We'll see you next time.